That's great, thank you. There are pens under most seats in the front of you where you are now. Well, at Rosedale Church, right there, we have had what David Frost called an act of worship. Like we come together for a church. But he emphasised at camp that worship is basically acts of worship. And that song we've just sung says, as we act out worship during the week, the whole earth will get to know that Jesus Christ is alive. So he's extended our thinking in this particular area. So, briefly, what have we just done at Rosedale here? And what do we mean when we say we have had open worship? Well, the Lord's table was there before us, and we had some songs. Good singing today. There were some prayers. There was praise about camp in particular. We sometimes have testimonies, and we have thanksgiving. And we say we have been to a worship service. An act of worship. Now, for 45 years, I have done that. But we begin to think lately as to whether or not this is what worship is all about. So I thought I'll have a look at the Brethren history. I mean, we don't just call ourselves a Brethren church here. We call ourselves the Rosedale Bible Chapel. But you know what I mean when I say we are in the Brethren Church, so to speak. In the 1980s, groups who met like that were called fellowships. There was no clergy, no kind of paid minister. They met in gospel halls, and so did I and Dawn. Anyone else here meet in a gospel hall? Put your hand up. See all those older faces? I'm sorry, Raylan. Yeah. Okay, there were commended workers, like if someone went to the mission field, they get a special commendation, and all these things still go on. There were remembrance meetings when we remembered the Lord in the Lord's Supper, and the two important ordinances were baptism and communion, as we still strongly celebrate today. Now, I thought that was great, but things have moved on. But then I began to read about open worship. And to be quite honest, I've had quite a wrong idea about all this when it comes to the early people. Open worship was that any person professing Jesus Christ as Saviour was able to come and take the Lord's table. It had nothing to do with worship after the Lord's table. It was just inviting people to come to the Lord's table. So our term open worship is of our own making, and we've kind of designed it, and it's not necessarily biblical at all. That's not to say it's not wrong or right, but it's what we have done. And so last year the elders began to talk all about this, you see, and I was there as an elder at that stage, and I have in the last 2 days rung the elders to say, why, when things were seemingly going okay, why are we going to spend a whole camp on worship, and why are we going to study worship for 6 weeks here at Rosedale Chapel? One elder said, worship is a priority, but here at Rosedale it's out of balance. And another one said, after looking at ourselves, we assessed it was a need. We needed to change, or we needed to do something. Another elder said, many of us have got a wrong idea of worship, hence the camp, David Frost. And another elder said, we need a bigger view of God. And another one said, well, actually, in the mornings, we don't actually spend much time worshipping. We spend quite a bit of time praising. We spend a lot of time saying what God's done for us, but we don't honour God himself. which was what we were singing about today. So that's the background for this. So during last year's elders meetings, we played to ourselves a little bit from the DVD Worship the Thing We Do by Louis Giglio. There he is. Many of you will know him. He went to a Baptist college where he got a Doctor of Divinity as well as lots of other qualifications. And he began to feel the need for the college students to meet. So he initiated with his wife a thing called Choice at Grace Seminar. And this was a whole big university. And very soon, 10% of that university were coming to this particular meeting, where they would study God's word, and they had a choice as to what they believed. Then he, after he graduated, he had a thing called the Passion Movement. And he would have 2,000 students at a time crowding into auditoriums to hear him preaching God's word. And on one occasion, 40,000 students came together in a great big rugby field to pray and to worship. So Louis Giglio is a great world teacher, especially for younger people. And he starts off in his DVD without being too critical, but this is what he's kind of getting at. He said, these days some Christians come to worship and they sit in seats and they face each other. Could we have the lights off, please, down the back there? Just turn the switches up. Be a wee bit better. And they just sit there and they're quiet and they don't talk much, but they worship, you see, to each other. Others, when they come to worship, they sing and they have bands and they bow down and they fall flat and they raise their hands, and that's another extreme of worship. And others, just like Rosedale, come and someone up the front sometimes and they sing and families are together, and so there's a whole aspect of worship. Louis Giglio says that's a fraction of what it should be. So in this DVD he's going to talk about some pop stars today, and you'll recognise them, and he's going to talk about Apostle Paul, who went to Athens and he saw all the people there, and they had all these idols, and it said, to the unknown God. And he said, you people don't know who you worship, but you need to know. And so that was what he was trying to get at in this tape. The series has got 6 talks in it. Worship, it's what we do, why it matters, the big picture, and raise your hands if you're sure. We have 6 Sundays at home in adult teaching groups, and we have 6 home studies, and you can do the home studies at home or you can do them in a group. So it's quite a challenge and it'll be quite fun. So let's now, without further ado, listen to Louis Giglio